Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thank you for joining me this morning. In the house, my special guest is Alder, Wausau City Council Alder Lisa Rasmussen. So glad you're here. Welcome.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we were chatting off air. We chat off air every once in a while, more often than not, about all the shenanigans that are going on in the city council. And as Chris, of course, had presented you with a nice drawing of your campaign slogan for when you run for mayor. No, you know, no pressure, Lisa. But Lisa is the adult in the room during the Wausau City Council meetings. And that, you know, became very apparent. It has become very apparent over the last several months. And, you know, I spoke just in the last couple of segments on the Wisconsin Morning News about the recent City Council Economic Development meeting and how Lisa had made some recommendations, some common sense changes. And it started out, you know, of course, the a Community for All resolution, which has been bouncing around the Marathon County Board, and then they joined forces, the Diversity Affairs Commission, with the Marathon County Board, joined forces with the mayor, and they came out with a proclamation, I guess, and the adult in the room. I'll start with referring to her as Lisa, because that's a little bit easier to say. But she brought up some valid points about how this was a document that wasn't crafted in, you know, with the city council members' input, and you know they wanted to take into take to mind the other, the alternative point of view and some of the issues that some of the citizens, including myself, had with the A Community for All resolution, which I, of course, have renamed the A Community for the Like-Minded. And if they can't come to some agreement, which has been the case during the last, well, it's been over a year now with the county board, I think maybe there's a time when you maybe want to look at going back to the drawing board and discussing it and trying to come up with a compromise. And I think that's what Lisa took the time to listen to all sides. I think she got an earful from those her fellow alders on the city council, and I'm sure she's heard from a number of people that are probably in her district, but then outside of that as well. And she's heard a lot and made some recommendations. And before I play a clip of the reaction to Lisa's recommendations, she's here. So why am I babbling on? It's like I'm having a conversation with myself. But Lisa is in the house. And Lisa, if you would take a few moments to talk about what you took issue with the We Are Wausau resolution. And, you know, perhaps if you want to kind of go through what you had recommended that the changes that you would have liked to have seen.
Sure. My whole reason for referring it back to committee when it came to council was because it was never our document. And so I thought it was short-sighted of us to just grab a document that came out of Marathon County or out of the county board and just claim it as our own and rubber stamp it. So I thought the best thing we could do really is to take it back to committee and have a reasonable discussion about what we want to say. And that said, I was not convinced it needed to be a resolution at all. I really thought what we should be crafting is just some sort of a statement about what type of a community we are and what type of a community that we aspire to be. And even if we include behaviors that we don't want to see. But at the end of the day, it should not have had to have been a resolution. It didn't need nine whereas clauses because, you know, I think governing by resolution is often ineffective. Resolutions, as you know, are not ordinances. They're not enforceable. They, you know, don't have a lot of teeth. And so the other thing I thought is whenever you have an issue where there's two sides and there's a lot of emotion that's evoked by the issue, sometimes the only way to find your path forward is to compromise. And, you know, out of that, you can usually emerge with a better product or at least a product that is acceptable to more people. And so I was looking to engage a larger cross-section of our community and come forward with something that just seem more reasonable. And so my changes, really the substantive changes were to whereas number six, where, you know, there was a provision about equity and, you know, gaining access to the American dream. And the only change I made to that really was to just take out the part about equity And there was an awful lot of banter in the committee about it, that being inflammatory, or my thinking that was inflammatory. It's not inflammatory, but we know from past history, when the county entertained this, when we entertained it the first time, that there has been an awful lot of opposition to that type of wording. So why would you start with that? You know, if you know something is going to be a problem from day one, start different. And so I recommended that we would change that to that we would continue to work to foster understanding and that we would embrace opportunities, you know, and that we would, you know, give everyone the opportunity to pursue their American dream. And I really did not think that was, you know,
controversial.
Well, no. And Chairman Neal's reaction to it was vitriolic. And, you know, instead of, and I've been disagreeing and agreeing with people down the street at City Hall for 14 years. And you can respectfully disagree with somebody. You know, I mean, they could have gone through my changes and said, hey, you know what? I disagree with that, and here's why. And instead, I propose whatever. It wasn't that. It was a 20-minute raging diatribe pulpit speech. And it was, it like, blow your hair back angry in that room. And I was just, I was embarrassed that the public has to see that. And I get that people are passionate about things that they care about. But do we need that type of a display mm-hmm. on live stream? And so right. I just figure we're better than that. And that, you know, ended with some pretty nasty statements.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought what Tom Neal, you know, said at a previous meeting, and I believe it was at an economic development meeting when he referred to, you know, I guess evidently those with whom he disagrees, we're called Jaspers. And, you know, I wasn't even aware of what that term was. I had to look it up. But, you know, it's likened to a hick, or, you know, ultimately it's someone that he disagrees with, and it's a negative term. And, you know, I even kind of took offense at how, you know, I guess kind of how glib our mayor was about it as well, and just, you know, how she kind of how she sort of laughed it off. And, you know, I just thought, you know, that's not going to bring people together. And, you know, I just want to make a comment about Lisa. Lisa came with just her cute self and her purse. She has no notes, and this is what has always impressed me about her, is during city council meetings, she speaks from the heart. She speaks because she's well prepared, and she talking about that which she knows. And it's so refreshing, and it's so rare, I think, because I attend a lot of meetings, a lot of different public meetings, and to see someone who, you know, takes the time to think about these issues deeply, and also instead of just clinging to her point of view, she's willing to look outside of you know, what her, I guess, her thought process or her own personal beliefs, and she's willing to listen to what her constituents and even those outside of her district have to say. And that's something that I think needs to be applauded. And I'm, you know, first of all, grateful that you're sitting here and you can hear me say that, because I always wonder, is she listening? But I appreciate that so much about you, and I wanted our listeners to know that Lisa came prepared and armed, because she's, you know, she's got a brain, and she is using it, and she's also an adult. And, you know, that's, again, sadly, that's a rare thing on our city council, and it's disappointing. And I say this to our listeners that, you know, that if you're contemplating running for office and you have a brain that you're using and you are a reasonable person, I mean, this is your opportunity. This is your call to action to consider running for office and lending some support. And, you know, maybe Lisa won't be the only adult on the city council from now on. So let's talk about how did this meeting end? Did they take a vote in the economic development?
They took
committee?
A vote. They adopted my cosmetic changes, which were, you know, largely semantic, you know, commas and wording changes. Oh. But the substantive change to whereas number six, they did not approve. So I did vote for the amendment that accepted many of my changes, but I voted against ultimately the resolution as amended, because I felt like it was not getting us where we needed to go. And you know, my thought was, it was ironic to me, the dialogue that played out in the committee, because I feel like they lost sight of what they were trying to achieve. If you're trying to find the right words to be a community that's accepting of everyone, And then 10 seconds later, out the other side of your mouth, just chastise a large segment of your population. And I can see both sides of this. I know that there are people in our community that have had some terrible experiences, that, you know, their life is not so good. But I also think that local government alone will not solve that. No action taken by 11 members on the council will change the hearts and minds of people, and it will not change the behavior of the people that they're upset about. And the trouble is that people are being painted with a really broad brush. And so, you know, I've talked to a lot of people in my area, and a lot of people in my area really do want Wausau to be a welcoming place. And they don't want people to move here and feel like they're not wanted. But by the same token, they also don't want us to sit up on the dais in the council chamber and tell them what to think and feel. And so, you know, there's just some tension there that's created by this whole thing. And, you know, I've had discussions with this, with the council president about this. I've discussed this with the mayor. The temperature in this community needs to calm down. And it can't calm down if every month we have another dramatic issue where we are just looking to poke people in the eye verbally. And, you know, if we can never find that middle, how do we heal Wausau? Mm-hmm. You know, we go forward with red Wausau and blue Wausau, and people are continually mad at one another like they've been for a really long time. And right or wrong, that's just no way to be. I mean, at the end of the day, Wausau is a really caring and generous community. And there are, you know, there's stuff to celebrate in Wausau every single day if people look. And that really, it troubles me that, you know, this is the reputation that we're getting because people are watching this committee dysfunction. And I will say, the majority of the time, I really don't, at the council chamber, I really don't feel like the only adult. There are some fantastic council members that are really doing the work in their neighborhoods. And really what we have is, we have a couple. You know, we have two or three that have really created this cascade of just drama and nastiness. And so it's been really hard to watch that happen because there's less synergy with the group. You know, our current council was elected during COVID. There was little opportunity for them to have any retreat or training, and there was little opportunity for them to sit around a table early on and set some goals, determine what their collective vision was, and really set some priorities. So what you have is, you know, some folks who came to this job because they were mad about one thing or another and the public was good enough to give them that job to do, but there's been very limited training. You know, and so you can tell by their reactions to some issues that still needs to happen. We have been talking for a year and a half about strategic planning, and a number of people campaigned on strategic planning, but that plan has not taken flight. Well, by the time it does, at the rate we're going, this term will be over. And so then where are we? And so, you know, there's a lot of internal struggles happening within the council, I think, just by the group dynamic. And so often when you get a group of people around a table and you make them look one another in the eye, you know, and you'll see that, you know, if people watch the video of the economic development meeting, you know, there's one alder that showed up at the meeting that really wanted to lambast me, but not by name, refers to me as one alder, mm-hmm. and will not look me in the eye. And, you know, that to me courageous. Is not a measure of courage. Yeah, exactly. Right. And if I have something to say to somebody, I'll look them right in the eye. And I will say that, you know, there are among us, there's some really good council members that are trying as hard as I am, and some are really, really frustrated to be caught in this web of philosophical resolutions.
Mm-hmm. So we have to take a break, but when we come back, I'm going to play audio of Alder Tom Neal and some of the outrageous statements that he makes, and then we'll have Lisa react to it. More on WSAU Feedback right after this. Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. In the interest of time, we have a superstar guest in studio, Lisa Rasmussen, Alder of the Wausau City Council. I want to play this quick little clip from Tom Neal, and then I want Lisa to, she's going to talk about the upcoming City Council meeting and why it's important that you attend this coming Tuesday. Here's the clip from Tom Neal that will send you off the road if you're in your car.
Well, I'm sorry. But in life, sometimes you got to swallow a little bit and own up a little bit, eat a little crow sometimes, admit you're wrong. In the very rare occasions that ever happens. That's an adult way to look at this. I don't think that we should be trying to be safe about it. Because, yes, there are people that won't like some of this wording. And I find the wording that's come to us has been very well thought out and is very, you know, non-hurtful and non-mean in any way. But still, there are some that won't like it. And you know what? Those are the people that are kind of like representing the problem, not the solution. They're not the people that are going to pull this city together. They're not the ones that are going to stop any kind of division. That's not their job. Their job is to protect their white fragility. They don't want to own up. Anybody that brings this up is a whiner and a troublemaker to them. That's just the truth. And if we're not big enough and adult enough to accept that, then we should never have had kids.
Okay, we should never have had kids, evidently. All right, so Lisa, in the interest of time before the 8:30 news, you're going to hang over a little bit. I know you have a busy schedule today, but let's talk about this upcoming city council meeting on Tuesday, 6:30, and what votes are up and why the citizens of Wausau, taxpayers, business owners should be concerned about this.
Well, there's two things that are coming up. The first one is this. We are Wausau resolution. Obviously, that's coming on a mixed recommendation because it had one no vote. I do believe it's got enough votes on the council to pass. I think there's support for it, and I think there are some people that may be afraid to take issue with any part of it after what happened to me when I brought an alternative idea. I will say that and the other thing that's coming up is the environmental justice resolution that's coming from public health and safety last month. That's on a 3-2 recommendation also. That said, that has or could have future actions that will have some serious impacts for business and growth. And so I'm very concerned about that. I think people that are dependent upon manufacturing jobs in our area should be very concerned about that. Two facilities have been named as, facilities that, the alder that wrote it believes shouldn't exist in a neighborhood. At the end of the day, those facilities have tried to be good neighbors. But still, it troubles me that ultimately if the end goal is to force those facilities out, along with it could go hundreds of jobs that our neighbors are earning a family-sustaining wage at. So I'm concerned about that. I'm troubled by the statements in the clip that you played. That was also his, Alder Neal's assessment of my changes that I had made to that We Are Wausau resolution was that it was too sweet. And he said it very sarcastically, just like that, these are too sweet. And that implied to me that it wasn't painful enough for some people. And why? Why should public policy and compromise be painful or inflict pain? I mean, if we're trying to unify our community and we're trying to find common ground with people who disagree, crafting language that's just not bad enough isn't the way to do it. And so I was just really, really upset about that. The statement about the fact that people who disagree with those points that he was making should have never had kids, I was rocked by that to the point where I actually stayed up at night over that, because there is no greater insult that you can impart to a group of citizens, any alders. And so I was just, and maybe that was said in the heat of anger. I don't know. I mean, there's times where he's said things before and apologized later, but it just was egregious to me that, yeah, that a statement like that would come out from an elected official as the chair of a committee. I mean, there needs to be some measure of self-control, and that's a really horrible look for local government.
That makes all of you look bad.
Yeah.
So, as I always say, we're fashionably late for the 8:30 news, which is up next. Lisa's going to hold over for the 8:30 news just for a few more moments. I will have her here in studio, and we'll finish up our conversation right after the 8:30 news on WSAU Feedback. Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thank you for joining me this morning. In-house with me is Lisa Rasmussen, the adult on the city council. I'm very grateful for your time this morning. We were prior to going to the break, we were talking about the upcoming city council meeting on Tuesday at 6:30 at City Hall and the importance of concerned citizens to attend this meeting and really to contemplate entering or signing up to enter into public comments. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't, I think you're limited to 2 or 3 minutes, but if you have particularly, obviously, taxpayers, business owners, this the environmental justice resolution is one that you should be particularly concerned with. And rather than me telling you why you should be concerned about it, I'd like to go to our Alder Lisa Rasmussen and have her kind of go through what concerns her most about it.
About environmental justice?
Yes.
So environmental justice came to us veiled in a whole lot of, I will say, positive language about protecting people and protecting neighborhoods, protecting low-income areas. And, you know, I truly believe that it's important to uphold environmental standards and have safe neighborhoods and have clean water and clean air. But I also think that there is a way to work with industry, to work with our business community, to work with manufacturers, to work with DNR and EPA, and find, again, find that middle, find a path forward that does not involve vilifying industries that have put food on tables in our community here for generations. And so I think that, you know, no other community, I guess to be clear, no other community in our area is adopting this. And it's not because we are looking to be the front runner in something. I think it's because a number of communities have decided that, you know, the behaviors that are alleged in the resolution aren't happening, or that there's other ways to get to that goal. And so I do have concerns about manufacturing. I have concerns about manufacturing jobs. I have concerns about growth. And it's not the resolution alone. The resolution, as I've said before, resolutions aren't enforceable. They're not ordinances. They don't have penalties. And, you know, in many cases, sometimes they're symbolic gestures. But this particular resolution calls for additional steps and amendments to things like public policy and zoning code changes and building code changes and, you know, planning changes and land use changes. And so that, if you have a set of rules that makes things a whole lot more difficult than what you're, you know, neighboring communities have, or what other community, I mean, we compete with other communities on a monthly basis to grow our community. And if we have, you know, rules on our books, or we create rules on our books that makes the cost of locating in a community 30% more, just as an example, where is growth going to go? And at that point, our growth is going to become a negative number. And that really concerns me, because the path forward economically from the pandemic is certainly not to make people's jobs go away. And in many cases, you know, even if the goal is to move industries that they don't want to have near neighborhoods, it really isn't the industry's fault that it's existed in Wausau long enough to have neighbors. What's happened in our community is that the community has grown, and it's grown up around some of these things. Like, let's take 3M as an example. 3M was built at the corner of First Avenue and Sherman Street in like 1930. Well, since 1930, the city has expanded. So what was on the outskirts then is now in the middle. And when that facility was put there, kind of at the edge of town, people who worked in those facilities, industry in general, located near the railroad tracks, near the Wisconsin River, because they needed those resources to move and process material. And so then neighborhoods kind of sprung up around those facilities, because people who worked there wanted to be close to work, some walked to work, and all of those properties have changed hands. But none of that is the location of the facilities has nothing to do with a term that's been thrown around called spot zoning. And what that is really is when a community knowingly sets a facility like that, or a risky facility, into an established neighborhood with no regard for compatibility. That is absolutely not what the city did. You know, the city has grown up around a lot of industries that have been staples in our community. And, you know, like I say, it's not a business's fault that they now have neighbors. We have a brand new business campus on the west side of town, and we have new subdivisions that are springing up adjacent to that, you know, by choice and not necessity. So, you know, I think that there's a way to work through things without passing resolutions like environmental justice and passing resolutions like this. I think, like We Are Wausau, I I really think that there has to be a better way to govern. And, you know, I think when we look for compromise and we look to unify our community, there needs to be more conversation about, you know, what that path looks like. We can't just, you know, sit at the council chamber and say, oh, no, no, don't you think this and don't you feel that and don't you say this? Because at the end of the day, I also think sometimes some of us on the council, or some of us really, I think, overestimate the influence of local government. You know, I mean, if you go out on the street and you go out today and ask 10 people to name four members of the city council, could they even? I mean, there's a lot of people that either don't know who we are and don't really care what we say. And that's just a reality. I'm a realist. And, you know, I think that we should not overestimate our influence. And, you know, sometimes we can lead by example and we can move the community forward in a positive way. But we certainly cannot be the only avenue where that happens. That any effort that is going to heal a community or resolve some of these issues is a community effort. And, you know, it really is a grassroots effort. It's not something that happens from the top down. And you can't legislate it away. You can't legislate behavior. You know, and you can't legislate opinion. So I find all of this to be really distracting us from the work we could be doing. Things like infrastructure. And, you know, I've had people tell me, get back to work. Get back to the work that people expect you to do in local government, which is stuff everyone can agree on. Like pass a proper budget. Provide services that people need and want. Create amenities for people to have and use when they aren't working. Create jobs. Create family-sustaining jobs or help the private sector do it. You know, work on our tax rates, work on finding a way to create a better transit system. Those are the things that we should be working on. And I feel like some of this is distracting us from that core work where we really could get some fantastic results if we all just really like set a common goal.
So if you didn't believe me before the program started, or as in the weeks following up to this conversation, you now know what I mean by when I say Lisa Rasmussen is the adult on the Wausau City Council. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm looking at the clock, and I want to make sure you get to your next appointment on time. I hope you'll come back, and we can continue this conversation. I know how important it is that she feels your support, too, because, you know, whether or not you live in her district, you can certainly drop her an email and express your support for what she's doing and you know, all the hard work and what she's enduring on the city council. But keep in mind that the city council meeting is this coming Tuesday at 6:30 at City Hall. And for those of you who are taxpayers in Wausau, property owners, business owners, this is a must attend meeting, and you need to contemplate public comments. Anything to add to that, Lisa?
I think one final point, too, is that if people aren't willing to willing to attend the meeting in person, you know, because obviously there are some issues with, you know, big, larger in-person gatherings, but there's other ways to offer comment. I think they can, you know, every alder's phone number and email is published on the city's website. They're all listed on the back of the city newsletter that goes to every mailbox in town. The city now has a public comment form on the website that you can fill out that goes to the clerk's office. They email that to every council member. So, you know, even if they can't make the meeting or, you know, don't want to sit through the meeting, there's other ways to communicate with us. But I really think that I've heard from a lot of residents in my district that, you know, they want Wausau to be a welcoming place, but they also are just worn out by all of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had other people tell me that this really has shined a light on some populations that really feel like it's shined a light on people that a negative light on people that don't need a negative light shined upon them. That, you know, people who had struggles and their struggles were enough for them to deal with. And now there's all of this, the public eye is mm-hmm. on them. And
it's insinuated, but rather not.
Yeah. Okay. And so I feel like there's a better use of our time and our efforts. But I think if people are either in agreement or disagreement, and I want to be clear, there's people on both sides of this issue and their feedback is welcome, but make some, because I think at the end of the day, the better our decisions are better when we hear from our people and when we hear from our residents and our districts, because each one of us represents 3,500 people. And, you know, if you hear from five people, you're kind of left to guess about the others. So, you know, people I think it's important if people take time to reach out to their alder or reach out to, you know, the city in general and offer that feedback and, you know, let us know what you want to see happen in your community and not just on these issues that are controversial. If there's something you want to see us work on with the budget, if there's stuff that you'd rather see us, you know, do or not do, we welcome that feedback all the time. And that's the job that we're here to do. And we're happy to take those thoughts.
Well, thanks again, Lisa Rasmussen, Alder for Wausau City Council. You can catch her live and in person at the Wausau City Council meeting on Tuesday at 6:30. I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'll be back. I know it's a short amount of time to take your calls, but I do intend on taking them on First Amendment Friday on WSAU Feedback.